you descend into each of us from this home choir to usher in the new year. May the guidance and blessings and protection of the Divine Mother be with each of you. We continue our tradition this evening of wishing a Happy New Year in all the different languages of people here. So we'll begin with America and then pass it around and give it in all the Indian languages and all the languages.
Happy New Year.
Buon anno nuovo.
Good year, New Year.
Ashram in Oroville, I had a few experiences especially at the march pass before the mass display in the sports ground, singing with the own choir, and visiting Sri Aurobindo's room on 5th December Darshan. I was at first skeptical about the Om choir. I believe in the power of Om, but why is it called a choir? The answer was revealed to me during the Om choir session held at Savitri Bhavan. The Om choir of about 100 people, who were mostly non-professional singers, began with the singing of the first 5 notes of the Western music major key as warming up exercises. This is to prepare our voice for singing the Om, like any other athletes or singers who need warming up. I was able to recognize the 5 notes of the warming up exercises because there is a structure. But when the choir started to sing, there was no structure. There was total freedom. In Western music and Eastern music, musicians try to achieve freedom with improvisation. However, what they achieve is improvisation within a structure. There is no total freedom. Because there is no structure, each member is free to sing the Om in any pitch, and no one is able to sing out of tune. Yet, there is harmony. This is the mystery of the Om choir. Another mystery that I discovered, the sound I heard that evening is more beautiful than the music produced by Sunil from Sri Aurobindo Ashram, Ravi Shankar, or the Eastern or Western musicians and singers. My wife asked me, is the music from the CD player? I had another strange experience. After listening to the music, I chose the pitch to sing the Om, but the Om I produced is different from what I had prepared mentally to sing. This made me realize that the Om choir produces music that is beyond mind. In Singapore, we have started the Om choir. It would be great if we could have an annual international Om choir, meeting when 1,000 people from all over the world gather under the banyan tree in Oroville to sing the Om. I receive many letters like this regularly. And I know, as I heard tonight from a friend, that we are all instruments for the new music to descend through this collective soul. And indeed, last week I was so moved that I wept. And I rarely do that. But it was so beautiful. And I've discussed it with other singers. And we see that something very extraordinary is going on, something that has not been done before, singing of major and minor keys at the same time. Extraordinary modulations. Great depth of voices. Such beauty. And it is possible because we open to the divine grace. So as usual, we begin our exercises on hum. Pushing a lot of air through the nostrils. And at the same time, pulling in the diaphragm. Thank you. take the breath from here, as I always say, just as a baby breathes, diaphragm goes out, lower three ribs go out, and then it's like the belly extends. And then you have to hold the ribs out so you don't expel what you just took in. But when you do that, holding the ribs out, and also placing the tone right here, and at the same time being totally relaxed, you achieve something. Ma 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 ma
ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma.
Yeah, some of our group is opening the mouth very wide as you can. Stretch it like you stretch a muscle. We certainly use it enough all during the day. Now let's try to use it for music. Ma, ma, ma,
ma, ma, ma, ma, ma, ma.
Very good.
Ma.
Instead of ma, ma. So, ma, 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 ah, ah, not ah, ah. Pops the note out. What's that note? Ma.
Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma.
Because this way we don't have stress. And no singer can have stress. Because stress is immediately immediately detectable in the tone. It tightens the vocal cords. Wide open mouth, big smile, diaphragm. Crescendo and a forte and then back to piano. So let's try that again. Professional choirs that you hear, phrase ends, and you hear this huge hum. It's not so pretty.
Thank you.
very rapidly. That was a very complex chord. We're going to have more complex chords. We have a few minutes. And then we'll begin with our poems. And I have chosen passages tonight from Savitri. You enter Savitri and you enter another world. Just pick it up, read two or three lines. That's all. Pick it up another time, two or three lines. It is not abstruse, it is not closed, it is not too difficult for anyone. You will hear these lines tonight, and they will resonate in your soul. Oh. Common truth. The body illumined with the indwelling God. The heart and mind feel one with all that is. A conscious soul live in a conscious world. Remember that anyone can begin, that there are no wrong notes, and that if you feel the music moving in you, then let the whole range of notes that are within you allow themselves to be expressed. so many new people come every week, it is difficult to go through all that we need to do to truly be one voice, one soul. The most important thing, perhaps, when the Om's beginning, is that no voice dominates. Each of us trying to connect through the deeper listening of the soul with person on our left or right, and then extend our consciousness gradually to engulf the entire room and all souls. It doesn't mean to sing more quietly. It means to tune our voice to the one voice. So let's keep that in mind for the next poem. But when the hour of the divine draws near, the Mighty Mother shall take birth in time, and God be born into the human clay in forms made ready by your human lives. Then shall the truth supreme be given to men. Story of a young woman who said to me, "The music sings you." And it truly does. If we can let go of our personal ideas about harmony and music, because this is so new, there's no roadmap. So we just open and let the music come through without judgment, without analyzing, and try, if possible, to even efface the separate sense of self. Some shall be made the glory's receptacles and vehicles of the Eternal's luminous power. These are the high forerunners, the heads of time, the great deliverers of earthbound mind, the high transfigurers of human clay, the firstborn of a new supernal race. The incarnate dual power shall open God's door. Eternal supermind, touch earthly time.
Oh.
when we stand for the last moment.
Let the voices open
and the music of transcendence and transformation descend. The Superman shall wake, immortal man, and manifest the hidden demigod, or grow into the God light and God force, revealing the secret deity in the cave. Then shall the earth be touched by the Supreme, his bright unveiled transcendence shall illumine the mind and heart, and force the life and act to interpret his inexpressible mystery in a heavenly alphabet of divinity's signs.